our flesh.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
It's flesh that's done died. And you can take something other and like what you call that stuff that fizz?
The fizz?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not sure.
Peroxide.
Oh.
And put it on there and it'll eat that plowed flesh out.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if I cut my hand and I wanted to put something on it to prevent infection, what might I use?
Well, I just use alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, you know, that brown liquid that people used to use?
That's what I was, when it liquid that they
that
used to use.
Iodine?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Still use that?
Yeah, they still use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever have to take any of this white bitter tasting powder for malaria or something like that? You call that?
Quinine.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Had to take that?
Long years ago.
Mm-hmm. Pretty bad stuff, wasn't it?
It's bad. Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay, say somebody, if the doctor, talking about a man who's very sick, he might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Mm-hmm. What's another way of saying that if people don't want to come out and use the word died, they might say that last night so
passed.
Right. That would be a more polite
way to say it didn't pass last night.
Well, what about, say, if somebody died that a man just didn't like at all? If you want to be mean about it, he might say, well, that old sorry so-and-so finally
died.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other, any joking ways of saying that?
Passed on and died. Kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket. Or talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out
what he died of.
Right, okay. What about the place where people are buried? You call that a
cemetery.
Right. Anything else?
Graveyard.
Okay. Would it make any difference what you call it, like if it was on private property, just a little place, maybe with a fence around it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Didn't make any difference. They have a private grave, you know.
Private.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the box that somebody's buried in, you call that the
coffin.
Okay. And the ceremony, you say you go into so and so's
funeral.
Yes, ma'am. What about at a funeral if people are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
People still do that?
Not all together. It just maybe the close immediate to them will have on black, but the rest of them wear white. Mm.
I see.
Different color, whatever you have.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Say, if you met a friend of yours on the street and he said something like, well, hey, how you doing? How you getting along? You know, asking about your health.
Mm-hmm.
What would you probably say?
I'm doing fine if I'm all right. I say, I'm fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm not, I say, I'm not doing too good today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if the children are out pretty late and the wife's getting a little bit excited about it, the husband might say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
Okay. Dad, have you heard of a disease that children used to get? They'd get these sores in their throat and the throat would close up and they couldn't breathe.
Diphtheria?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, what about a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
It's called hepatitis.
Now.
Right. You ever know anybody that had that?
We had a little grandbaby to die with it.
Oh, man. How long ago was that?
Oh, been 19 years ago, or maybe 20 now.
Mm.
She died when she was a baby. She turned just a yellow.
That's bad. Well, what about if somebody had to have his appendix taken out? He probably had an attack of
opinion.